I'm super excited because this person is a healer.
And what are three feelings that you'd give anything to feel on a consistent basis? And typically I hear things like being good enough, peace, joy, bliss. Those are big ones.
And we're a sponge and we absorb all this shit and it gets hardwired into us.
So then I say, well, where is it in your body? What color is it? What temperature is it? How big is it? You know, what triggers it? Da, 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 da. The power of reprogramming the subconscious mind is tremendous. And because I was able to bring a number of different disciplines to the table, people just got better, faster, quicker results. So,
I love your work around the mind and the emotions and the heart and the subconscious and all that. Welcome everybody to the Power of Your Voice podcast. And I'm your host, Mike Murphy. I'm so happy you're here. I'm coming to you live from Medellin, Colombia right now. We're experiencing a drought, which is bad for the crops, but the weather's profound. And as I've told you a million times, I love living here. And we're getting ready to do a Mountains of Hope 2-week transformational healing retreat this Saturday. So super busy, a lot going on. So if you're suffering with something, either physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, I invite you to go to Mountains of Hope. Check it out. You can book a consult directly with me. I'll tell you everything we do here, from colonics to brain mapping to myofascial release therapy to cold water baths. And we do so many things and people experience so much healing and transformation. I really want that for you. And by the way, it's very, very affordable. So I encourage you to do that. But for today's show, I'm super excited because this person is a healer. And this person has been doing it for a long time, has been trained by some of the very best healers in the world, has a passion and a heart for serving and helping others to heal. And more importantly, gets it. Gets what's going on in the world and has solutions. So I hope you love this show. And please join me in welcoming Dr. Tara Perry.
I say Tara, but I'm totally indifferent. And
which one do you like best?
I say Tara, but whatever anybody says is fine with me. I found that where people grow up, they have a different way to pronounce the A. And I just assume people leave people to their own mechanisms. So great to be here with you, Mike. I love when people are reaching out to methods to heal themselves safely and effectively that are holistic in nature, so that when you have some type of intervention, instead of a whole list of side effects that are undesirable, the side effects are all desirable. Because you mentioned mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And when you start to move the needle in the direction of wholeness, and coming back to who you really are, then we can expect that there'll be multiple positive outcomes.
So Tara, we look at the world today, and most of the consultation calls that I'm taking are kind of surprising me, to be honest with you. You know, because I really built this place for people early diagnosed with cancer to come detox, learn, or diabetes, which is pretty easy to fix. But a lot of people, anxiety and depression. Mm. Are you seeing that?
Oh, well, that's my specialty.
Well, that's all you're seeing.
Yeah. So, you can't really have a negative emotion about something until you first have a thought about it. And scientists now know that only 5 to 10% of our brain is our conscious mind. So it's kind of often futile to try to solve a problem with just the 5 to 10% when you've got the other 90 to 95%. So what I constantly find with people is that they've been struggling against something forever, usually, you know, decades, sometimes their whole life, often their whole life, because I'm finding that the trauma events often go back to, you know, sometimes they go back to the womb or being a toddler, or typically it's between the ages of like 2 and 10. It can be later. I had a lovely gal that had been attacked by a Rottweiler and had to go through 6 jaw surgeries. She had developed a choking disorder so that every time she ate, she was at risk at, choking and would have to go to the ER. She had 3 young kids. So this was a huge burden on the family. And, you know, it's so funny when there's events like that, you think that if you bring them into that relaxed state and go into the subconscious and find the root of it, that it would be the incident, but it's usually not. Even the military people that I work with, I just worked with a guy that scored 100 on his PTSD scores. and had been through all the military stuff that they have to offer. And after two sessions, he just said, this is crazy. My panic attacks are gone. He says, it can't be this easy. But it is. You go back to the root of where Donald Hebb back in 1948, you know, postulated that neurons that fire together wire together, and you have a strong emotion connected to a very clear thought, and that's going to get cemented in there unless some strong energetic force with a new pattern. It's almost like a computer, you know, like I know you're a Bruce Lipton fan. He says you can't you can't just delete something, you have to delete it and then write over it. So what most people are fighting against is that the mind prefers a familiar hell to an unfamiliar heaven because it thinks that that's safe. It's just the way we're wired. We're tribally or, you know, oriented. We're designed to be safe. So that means staying within the tribe, not venturing out, not pushing the boundaries, not being rejected by your tribe. Because if you get rejected by your tribe, that means a certain horrible death. So the trick that I have found is going into the subconscious, which means relaxing the brain, getting those brain waves to slow down. Then you can actually talk to the subconscious mind and it will tell you what the problem is. And then you can create that pathway from where you are to where you want to go. I usually say people are like an iPhone 14 operating on iPhone 4 technology. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy how that metaphor holds up in an actual application because, you know, I've had people with, you know, TMJ and chronic debilitating migraines. And I just worked with a fellow, he's a remarkable person. The Dispenza people do love this because they know how powerful their subconscious mind is. And yet, you know, and they've gotten this massive benefit. I have all my people doing his stuff simultaneously because as soon as you raise that heart and brain coherence, everything is going to work better. But they usually have something that's specific to them that they want to shift and change. So this particular fellow had 40 years of low back pain from an injury. And he was all excited when he found out I was an acupuncturist. And I said, well, you've done acupuncture, you've done chiropractic, you've done this, you did it. And it's only given you temporary relief. I said, why don't we just go to Command Central, find out what's blocking the full recovery and rewire that. So 60 days out, he's now 90 days free of the back pain. And his interview is coming up very soon on my show, Next Level Healing. Cool. So that's very exciting.
Let me ask you this. This is something I've been playing around with lately. Are you familiar with the fascia system in our body?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me tell you this concept. You tell me what you think. So my understanding is like a spider web, but it's hollow. But inside that hollowness is what's called ground substance or liquid silica. And I kind of think some of our memory is stored in there. And then and by the way, when the fascia shuts down, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a car accident or something, 2,000 pounds per square inch. So that's why if you're injured and the fascia shuts down, you got to do myofascial release therapy to get rid of it or you're going to live with it forever. But I think the emotional pain is stored in the body, in the fascia, in that liquid silica. What do you think?
Well, they say the body keeps the score. So yeah, I would say
possibility.
Certain things are somaticized. And actually, I studied with John Upledger. Some of the certificates on my wall are signed by him. Actually, I had the opportunity to do a craniosacral work on him, which was kind of cool. So yeah, I mean, the body is a miracle. And it's all, you know, you've got the microcosm within the macrocosm and the macrocosm within the microcosm. So you've got this holographic experience. So I don't know how to completely answer that question. For me and the work that I do, I know that in the memory, you know, you have the neurons that are firing and wiring together. And for most people, that's working against them. It's rare that I come because across
they're firing a bad habit or a continuous
well,
bad
we're human habit. And, being born is a traumatic experience. So it's not weird that you think, oh, I'm overwhelmed. I'm not good enough. I'm not up to the task. I'm not worthy, whatever story you created along the ways, because as you said earlier, and it's true, it doesn't matter what happens to us. It's our story that we create about ourselves, the world, and other people. And the only reason that that's difficult for most people to resolve on their own is that that's subconscious. And if it's below the level of consciousness, it's really hard to get to by yourself.
Yeah. And the subconscious, in my opinion, is our supercomputer.
Yeah.
But we don't know how to access or use it.
Correct. Well, I think Einstein said we only use 10% of our brain or something along those lines.
And but that subconscious is programmed from birth to around age eight, we're in theta brainwave and we're a sponge and we just, we absorb all this shit and it gets hardwired into us.
Well,
and
that's why the,
go ahead,
the,
go ahead.
The Jesuits said, give me a kid till he's 7 years old and I'll own him for the rest of his life. And there's a reason for that, because again, this is human nature. The good news is there's technology to rewire it. You know, when people say I can't be hypnotized, I'm like, well, the bad news is you're already hypnotized. Yes. The good news is you can rewrite those programs.
Right.
If you know how, and it's, it is difficult again to do on your own, not impossible. Yeah. I mean, with breath work and intense meditation, it can take a long time. Cause I've had so many Dispenza people who have been doing it for years, and yes, they get great benefit. Anything that you invest into meditation, I believe will pay you great dividends. I was in his microbiome study 2 years ago, down in Marco Island.
Did your microbiome get tested?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us about that. Well, first of all, explain a little bit why he did it, what was going on, and then what your results were.
So what I love about Dr. Joe and a variety of other people in present day is that they're measuring, because as Tony Robbins says, you can't manage what you don't measure. So he is looking at the phenomenal healing that's going on and measuring what is happening to the blood, what's happening to the brainwaves, what's happening to the microbiome. Anybody in holistic medicine will tell you that the microbiome in your gut is critical, because especially in an age where people are taking massive amounts of antibiotics and being poisoned by all kinds of things. In fact, as you know, they're actually paying for the poop of healthy people that haven't been contaminated so they can go and implant it in the people that have been contaminated. I mean, this is how crazy this whole thing gets. So yes, we really, really need to get back to nature. We need to get back to a non-contaminated source of food, of air, of thoughts,
water,
of interacting with each other.
Yeah. Very interesting. Let's talk about Dr. Joe, because you love him and I love him. And my favorite saying of his, aside from the field of infinite possibilities, is if you want to change your personal reality, you need to change your personality, which is what we're talking about. But it's one thing to change my personality. Okay, I'm a jerk now. I'm not a jerk. No, I need to get into the subconscious, which creates the personality, and the subconscious determines what I think, what I believe, and then therefore what I do. That's my personality. And so therefore I got to change what I think, believe, and do. And I think it was, I forget who it was now, but said the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. So the Dr. Joe work for you, what is the most profound part for you? And what is the biggest takeaway? And why would you encourage everybody watching or listening to this to use it?
So the reason I have my people doing it, if they're willing, not everybody is willing to take the time, energy, and focus, because it is that. It's a lot of that. The good news is once you start doing it, you'll get addicted. In fact, as you know, the scientists who are studying this, one of the biggest problems that they had, because they're doing double blind, triple blind, quadruple blind studies on these healings, which is great, because science now can't say, okay, well, these are poorly conducted studies. They're actually really well conducted studies that, you know, they're quite flawlessly done studies. In order to meet the gold standard of traditional medicine, you want to have a control group, because you want to, you know, have a group that's the same in makeup, but doesn't get the therapy, whereas one group does get the therapy. So in one of them, they were doing like a reverse thing, and they needed advanced meditators to stop meditating for a couple of weeks. And they said that was tough. They don't have a problem getting volunteers to put these caps on their heads, get all Vaselined up and have all these things, you know, for wearing these things for days. pooping in a thing and turning it in on day one and day seven of the meditation, or having their blood drawn. You know, they're fine with all that, but wait a minute, you want me to stop meditating? Oh, that's, I don't know about that.
Wow.
So, you know, it's kind of nice to know, if you're a beginning meditator, that, you know, if you keep at it, if you start to reap the rewards and feel the changes that biologically, mentally, emotionally go on in your body, which are so scientifically documented by now, that the payoff is that you'll want to do it. You won't miss it any more than you would miss your morning shower or brushing your teeth or having a meal. The biggest shift, I would say it expands you as a person. I felt like the first session I went to live, I felt like a balloon that got blown up to 80 times its normal size. And then there's that acclimation process. And actually, there is a term called dyspensia influenza, because you've changed your physiology so much that there's this catch up time. That when you go back to regular 3D reality, you know, there's a little bit of, so you can actually have some flu-like symptoms, and it's called dyspensia influenza, and they're studying that now. But what happens is that you're upgrading your physiology. You're literally becoming a stronger, more resilient person, much like Wim Hof with his breath work. Yes. Yes. You know, they injected him, I believe, with salmonella, and he didn't even develop a fever because he had developed such a strong state of,
his immune system for one and his mind too.
Yeah.
So have you, what's your favorite Dr. Joe meditation? Do you have one?
You know, he laughs at this question because he says, it pick any one of them. It's not the meditation that's doing it. It's the state that you get into. So it's really important to find one that you like. Some people are okay with his go into space, you know, and other people can't stand it. So you find one where, you know, you're comfortable listening to it, and you can get into those delicious brainwave states. I currently love, I've done The Alchemist a lot. Blessing of the Energy Centers, of course, is fantastic. The pineal gland meditations are great. And I recently just started doing synchronizing to abundance, which is quite yummy and delicious too.
I love Body Electric in the morning. I love his meditation before going to sleep, before you get in bed, you know, reviewing your day. But what I teach here at Mounds of Hope is that moving that cerebral spinal fluid and trying to pop open that pineal gland. And
right. So all, get that. Yeah, all of that, again, it increases all those blood markers, that your resistance to illness. If you are ill, you know, he studied people that are choosing not to do chemotherapy and choose those that do. And in both cases, it's elevating their the markers that correlate with survival. Right. And there's just so many case studies. And again, when I talk to the Joe Dispenza people, very often they have something specific that they want to shift and change that they haven't quite gotten to. So the magic of the work that I do is helping people go in and target that area. For example, it can be something, you know, business oriented. I met a woman who was a gallerist in Switzerland, and she says, I don't know what it is. I've been to a bunch of these retreats, but every time I try to, you know, sell a piece of art, I could ask for money when I was a lawyer, but as an art dealer, I just don't feel, you know,
I'm like that too.
Asking for money. So we just took her back to the root cause and the reason. It was something completely that she did not expect. We rewired it. Now she's selling paintings for $30,000 and $40,000 and having a great time.
I love it. I love
It's just when somebody's pressing up against an emotion that they feel uncomfortable with, I love to have people identify that. I have my trusty, I'll reach over here and grab my magic wand. This is my magic wand.
And what is that? What do you do with that?
It's my magic wand. I give it to my clients and I say, what are three emotions you'd give anything to not feel anymore? And so typically people say, you know, I'm not enough. Fear, anxiety is a huge one, because that's kind of the catch-all for, you know, things aren't okay and everywhere. I don't know why. And so then I say, well, where is it in your body? What color is it? What temperature is it? How big is it? You know, what triggers it? Da 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 da. And then we wave my magic wand, which is a real magic wand. Great story behind us. And what are three feelings that you'd give anything to feel on a consistent basis? And typically I hear things like being good enough, peace, joy, bliss. Those are big ones. And then that's my roadmap from where they are to where they want to go. So it's like my GPS system. You know, if you're going to buy a plane ticket from one place to another, you know, if you call up the travel agent, you got to tell them where you are and where you want to go. So that's the roadmap. And then the subconscious mind will take me and the client to the areas that where the problem got stuck in there. And then we can rewire it. And I make them an audio tape that they listen to each and every night as they drift off to sleep, so that it's rewiring that new neural pathway so that they can have that unfamiliar heaven become a familiar heaven and the familiar hell become an unfamiliar hell.
And I love this discussion because you're talking about feelings. And all the anxiety is up here where only fear exists. And the pituitary gland makes those chemicals that drop into the body that get the heart racing with the cortisol, the adrenaline. But it's the thought. It starts with the thought. Exactly. And then the anxiety fills the body. But this is really what we teach in Mountains of Hope. But, you know, as a male growing up in America, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, we're taught not to feel. And I think that's by design. Whoever the powers would be, whoever's controlling this is, because I think it was Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. I say, no, you feel, therefore you am. We got to get back into here. This, from here, I can lie, cheat, steal, manipulate, do all kinds of crap. Here I can't. This is pure. And more importantly, and you bring up all this anxiety because I think we've lost connection to nature that you mentioned, but more importantly, ourselves and our heart and our soul and our creator. And there is why everything's going crazy. What do you think?
Well, when people do this process, if anybody goes on my program and listens to the Matt Haggerty.
Let's talk about your program real quick so everybody knows. What is
okay.
it?
Well, the podcast is called Next Level Healing.
Okay, Next Level Healing.
Yeah, my program is called Core Trauma Transformation. It's a 90-day process. It's three sessions that take about 2 hours each, and then I make them the 1 hour recording. Not a 1 hour recording. It's a 2 hour session. The recording is only about 10 minutes because it's just that pathway from where they are to where they want to go.
At the end of all this work, you got a 10-minute recording that they can use to move forward and keep healing.
Yeah. Well, they also get a high performance planner because I want measurable changes. I'm not looking for them to just say, yeah, I feel, you know, a little bit better. I mean, people are making profound shifts, you know, and having migraines.
They laugh. That's the trick. They last.
Yeah. Because once you get out of prison, I often kind of joke and say, I feel like I get to let people out of prison for a living. You don't want to go back to prison once you realize that you put yourself in there in the first place.
I love your work. Now, it's just you though. So have you found a way to multiply this where others?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think that'll happen. And I'm not quite sure how and when and why that'll happen. I'm starting to collaborate with other people. For example, I just interviewed Leland Holgate yesterday. He is a military veteran from the Air Force who became a quadriplegic once and a paraplegic once. Actually, he's really into the Dr. Joe stuff too. Dr. Joe's actually happy about the work that he's doing because he was sitting there after a terrible accident, paralyzed from the neck down. And luckily for him, and we had a fun discussion about this. This podcast will be coming out probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks. But I also spent a very short time paralyzed from the neck down from Guillain-Barré syndrome, I have sort of been into this work for a while, so I managed to manifest two people in my life. One of them was a neurologist in Beverly Hills, and he was the only neurologist in all of Los Angeles who told me exactly what I wanted to hear. I didn't want some yahoo telling me I wasn't going to get my body completely back. He so underplayed what I had. I mean, but it's dangerous as a doctor to do that. I mean, most doctors are going to want to cover their butt and tell you the worst and tell you the maximum amount of things to do, even if those things will kill you. I hate to say that, but it's okay. from a med legal perspective, you know, they have to recommend lots of stuff, even if, you know, they wouldn't do it themselves. anyway, my doctor at the hospital told me not to expect to get my body completely back. But by that time, I had already.
How long ago this? How old were you?
It was 2002.
Okay, keep going. I really want to go deeper.
And I created a giant red delete button in my brain when this neurologist at this major, major prestigious hospital told me not to expect to get my body completely back. I pressed it with all of my might. I was furious that he said that to me. And I continued to fix that. In fact, they charted in my chart notes that I was in denial. And yet I was back to work in 3.5 weeks. Well, and Joe Dispenza, he broke every single lumbar vertebra.
Seven freaking vertebra.
Yeah. And by the way, this is not medical advice. You need to do whatever you're going to do with your medical professionals. This is my story. This is Dr. Joe's story. If you hear the show on my podcast, that's Leland Holgate's story. But there he was, paralyzed from the neck down, and his doctors were saying, you know, that you're never going to walk again. You're never going to be able to use your arms and legs. And fortunately, he had a breath work, Ashtanga PT guy. And this fellow got him doing breath work, and right away he could feel, the brachial plexus lighting up with energy as a result of doing the breath work. And, you know, when you're paralyzed and have no use of your arms and legs, you got a lot of time on your hands. And being a former, you know, high level military guy, he totally gave this his all, and he focused and followed this person's instructions and ended up getting his body completely back.
And what did you do to get your body back?
Well, I fixated on being the fastest healing case on record. My mother
Walk me through that, though, because you just said something. Just went over 99% of the audience head. Okay. You fixated on getting your body back, but yeah. You got to go a little deeper with us on that. What was that like internally, mentally, emotionally?
Well, again, when you're faced with a difficult situation, you know, it's all risk and reward. What's the risk in choosing the best?
Right. But people choose.
But sometimes there is a choice, and I feel for those people, because they're getting, you know, they might be getting very differing information. Yes. And then it becomes a very personalized choice, which is why I said this is not medical advice. This is my story, because everybody has to make their own personal decisions with their healthcare providers and what they feel is going to be serve them the best. I don't know. I knew enough to focus on, as soon as I manifested that neurologist and he told me exactly what I wanted to hear, I just was like
a Rottweiler. Tell you that you could get by this? He told you it wasn't a big deal. You could heal yourself.
He said, look, 97% chance you're going to get your body completely back. He says, go check yourself into the hospital. You might need some plasma, is what he told me. He didn't tell me that I had a 1/3 chance of my heart and breathing stopping. Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad he didn't, because, you know, I went to the hospital and I was in ICU with all the stuff hooked up to me. And thank God I didn't know that, because fear doesn't serve you well when, you know.
Any idea how you contracted that?
Yeah.
The virus,
well, medically, it doesn't make any sense. I had a patient come in that was incredibly negative, and I actually had somebody who did like readings in my office, and he said, oh, you got to watch out for this one. She's got some nasty energy attached to her. Yeah. And I wouldn't have believed that if I hadn't lived it. Each time I treated her, I got sick. And then I got a fever that spiked at 105. And when your body doesn't do a complete job of getting rid of that, it can leave a tag on the myelin sheath at the nerves.
The high fever. Got it. Yeah. I got to ask you this, since we're both Dr. Joe fans. What's interesting to me is that you and I are sitting there and you're having this experience, but the whole room's blood markers are improving. The whole room's, you know, brain waves are coming into sync, heart waves. That only indicates one thing, that we're all connected.
And it does seem that, because I have a group here in Nashville that I meditate with, and we meditated on Sunday, and a newbie was in the group, and she came up to me afterwards. She says, is it always that strong? I mean, it was really palpable. And so when you get a bunch of people who know how to run the battery of their body, because we're electrical beings, we're electromagnetic beings. Yep. And in fact, I just interviewed Mark Anthony, who is a 100-time trial lawyer and a 4th-generation psychic. And he writes
he must win his cases.
And he writes about the electromagnetic, essence of who we are, very much the way Dr. Joe does. He's looking at the science of what is this beingness that we are. And you talked about how, you know, you can't have a bad emotion without first having a thought. Well, I'm interviewing Jill Bolte Taylor next week.
Oh, she's I love the one that, her.
Yeah, she had the stroke of half of her brain. Yeah. So guess what we are, and what is our experience of life when we're only operating from our right brain?
From what I remember from her book and her talks, it's pure consciousness of freedom and love.
You don't know where your body stops and the rest of the world starts. You're blissed out. So that's the right brain. And then it's our crazy left brain that's trying to categorize things all the time. And guess what the left brain does when it doesn't know the answer to something?
Tell me.
They learned this when they severed the corpus callosum for seizure patients. And it was very effective. It actually didn't interfere with the quality of their life, but they were able to test the right and left hemispheres independently. Wow. And the left hemisphere, when it doesn't know the answer to something, it just makes it up.
No surprise.
Now
there.
That should be common knowledge all over the world, because how much stuff are we making up that we have absolutely no foundation for?
Absolutely. And so, by the way, how much are we being lied to about and misled and propagandized about? I mean, come on.
But the good news is if you created a story, you can uncreate it and create another one that serves you better. Well, now so that's the magic of this work, is going into the subconscious.
Another favorite friend, Byron Katie.
I love Byron Katie. Huh? Yep. Well, she's just such a.
Oh my God, she's an angel, and she. I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I had a personal behind the scenes experience. She is 100% authentic, real. Yeah. Some of these people, you know, maybe not, but this one, oh my God, what an angel.
Well, any woman that's going to wander around and invite homeless people into her house and say, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm blissed out, you know, check it out. You know, and she would give everything away because she's in that. She's very much in that right brain where, you know, it's just, material stuff doesn't matter that much.
So I remember I went to her thing. Imagine this, 3 months after my wife dies, I'm at her 2 week school to work, right? But and she would talk about, her husband, I would talk to her husband a little bit. And Stephen has to manage her life because she's all right brain. Okay. There is no left brain, right? And I'm getting like that. And it's really weird and scary because we're in this 3D reality. We need this thing a little bit or someone to help us. So, but I sure much prefer the right. And I love Jill Bolte. Can you tell us Jill Bolte's like 2 minute version of her story? Cause it's so
right. Cool. So what's cool about Jill Bolte Taylor is she's a neuroanatomist who lost the use of her left brain, which is that organizing, judging, categorizing part of the brain, which
Let me interject one thing. Imagine this, folks, a neuroscientist that studies brains now having a stroke, realizing she's having a stroke and kind of gets excited about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, she enjoyed that state of being a totally right brain person. But the problem is you can't function in 3D reality. So as her recovery was happening, she was able to experience firsthand what it was like to have that part of her brain come back online. But she also understood the personalities and the job of each of those areas of the brain. And the reason this was helpful for me to read and understand is because these are the parts of the brain that I'm helping people interface with when they're resolving their issues quickly. So just to understand, you know, what actual compartments of the brain those are in. So you've got your left brain, which is categorizing everything. You've got the mental portion of it, which is the one that says, you know, go to work. Get your work done, work before pleasure, da, 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 da. And then you've got that, the emotional part of that brain, that's the reptilian part of the brain that says danger, danger, danger. We got to hide. We got to run. We got to fight. So that's the panicked part of the brain. And then on the right brain, you've got all this delicious stuff going on. You've got the mental part that says, oh, let's go play today. It's a beautiful day. Let's go hang out with our friends. Let's laugh. Let's, you know, tomorrow's another day, blah, blah, blah. And then you've got the emotional part of that, which is the, you know, bliss, Ananda, everything. We are all one. There's, you know, no space and no time, nothing to do, da, da, da. So her tactic is to, instead of having these parts fight each other, join working with each other, appreciating each other, and operating as a team. So she's got a book called Whole Brain Living.
Just came out?
Whole Brain Living, which is, I believe.
I haven't seen it yet. Did it just come out recently?
Not sure when it came out.
Because the other one.
And her famous TED Talk, of course.
My Stroke of Genius, I read a long time ago. Let me write that one down. Okay. So what I love about Katie's work is the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet, and you get to that one liner, and which is the thing that's bothering you, and use the 4 questions and the 3 turnarounds. But basically, as you spoke earlier, you're just changing the story. And what I tell people all the time, if you believe something and it serves you and it makes your life better and rich, who cares if it's true or real?
Marissa Peer has a book called Tell Yourself a Better Lie. The word believe has lie right in the middle of it.
Yeah, so, there you go.
You know, just substitute a lie that serves you. And the thing is it's actually more authentic to who you really are. You're closer to being that iPhone 14 than the iPhone 4.
Because I'll tell you this, the more I do this work, the more I interact with the people come Mount Hope, the more I look at this world that's, to me, is going insane. What the hell really is going on here? Okay. For all I know, we could be people in a video game and people are up there and it could be a simulation. Who the hell knows? So I find the beliefs that serve me, which is really around integrity, a real love and service. I'm not chasing money anymore. Okay. That doesn't serve me. I'm not chasing. I don't need a bigger house. I can only eat so much. I can only drink so much. And I only need so much shelter. We need to come together, in my opinion, as humanity and create a community based on responsibility and integrity and unity, or we might be in serious trouble here. What do you think?
That's a great question. My meditation teacher would go into maximum security prisons and teach meditation. Wow. And he pointed out, and I think correctly, so you see this a lot in the Joe Dispenza community, actually even in the Tony Robbins community, you know, people who really get spiritually to the top of the heap, who have achieved in the 3D world as well, what do they want to do? They want to give their stuff away. They want to improve the lives of others, because you're right. I mean, that's, you know, it really, is eating more going to please you? Is having a bigger house going to please you? Is, you know, having another accolade on your wall going to please you? No, what pleases you is making other people feel amazing. I mean, that thrills me.
Yes.
Nothing makes me happier than taking somebody who's been suffering from something for 20, 30, 40 years, who's tried everything, and, you know, in three sessions, they've got a whole new life. That delights me.
Where did that come from for you?
That's a really good question. I think I've always had a really strong spiritual connection that sort of made itself known to me in pieces over time. I had several moments of what I would call enlightenment. And sometimes it would happen spontaneously. The first time was with breath work, through TM that I learned. And I was like seeing auras for 3 weeks. And
what kind of breath work did you just mention?
TM, Transcendental Meditation.
Oh, TM. Okay, yeah. We do a lot of holotropic breath work down here.
Oh, I love holotropic. I've read all of Stanislav Grof's books.
I have no idea where I am during that session. Not a clue. And I love it. until my arms, I got to stop it.
Well, what was so cool about him is, as you know, he was a full-blown psychiatrist who couldn't go down the psychedelic route because it wasn't approved of okay at that time. Right. So he turned to breath work, which, thank God, you know, he did 35,000 holotropic breath work sessions with people and documented, you know, their outcomes. So again, we have somebody that's gone to something holistic. And when you start moving that holistic needle in the right direction, when you start upgrading the nervous system, the side effects are wonderful. I mean, especially compared to most of our medicine today, traditional medicine, there's a lot of not desirable side effects.
Well, and traditional medicine comes from nature. So,
well, if you really boil it down, yeah, but in order to patent it, you have to tweak the molecule and you have to make it usually more toxic and less effective.
Exactly. Okay. Ice bath. Have you done it?
So my record, and you probably have beaten me, is 7 minutes in 45 degrees.
Pretty damn good.
Thank you.
I got to tell you. So we do it Mountains Hope. So we have this guy, he does an hour of holotropic breath work. Then we do sound healing, which is, we have tuning forks that are this long. And when they hit you, oh my God. And so then we do that for an hour. Then we go down to the gym. We do about 10 minutes Wim Hof breath work. And then we have a cold plunge where four people can get, we fill with ice. It's about 40 degrees. We fill with ice. Four people can get in. We had this girl that was, I swear to God, afraid of a spider. Okay. The entire time I'm thinking there's no way this girl's ever getting in this thing. 10 minutes.
Whoa.
10 minutes. It's unbelievable. Well,
okay. So I do have to chime in here. The first time I did it, I think that was before I started Joe. And now then being with the meditation, cause you know, Vim teaches you to focus on the warmth between your thighs and your fingers, or your palms. Cause that's just a place that you can go that's warm. And if, again, what you're aware of is your life experience. So, but then for me, I just really quickly found myself right in my pineal gland, and my pineal gland was just lit up and expanding. So I was really blissed out for about 7 minutes. And the people that were there with me, you know, they're like, well, we're not sure if, you know, more than 7 minutes when you're not used to doing this is a good idea. And I'm like, all right, I'll come out. I mean, I don't know how long I could have gone if I had pushed myself a lot, but I thought that was really interesting because when you get a relationship with these energy centers, you feel them and you can see them and they get brighter and they get more in alignment too. When I first started this, it's like they were, you know, much smaller things of energy, and often they weren't in alignment. And now when I tune into them, they're, you know, they're full and they're energetic and they're aligned. So it does change your experience of life.
Yeah. So we use a device here called a BioWell, and the guest puts their finger in each finger in this thing, and it gets the aura and the light body and all that. And then we measure it before and after, and it aligns the chakras. See, what I find interesting, I don't know if these are the end times like the Bible says, but the apocalypse means lifting of the veil. That's definitely happening. We are now seeing more of the evil and being exposed to more of the good. And what I find interesting, I feel as if we're reverting back to nature, breath work, ice baths. We structure our water here. We need to get back into nature to get right, get rid of this anxiety, get rid of all this toxic. You know, I'll tell you this. I just saw this the other day. A baby born today in America in the umbilical cord is 200 cancer-causing chemicals. We have made this place so toxic, and we got to clean it up. You said something very interesting to me. Your work and reprogramming that subconscious mind, using colors and getting people to find those spots of the feelings they want and the feelings they don't want. Can you go a little deeper in that? Say you're working with me, okay? And let's say I have a tough time, and I really do, selling this retreat for what is really the real value, okay? Because my heart was broken so wide open that I had no resistance. And God came in and he sliced it open. He took out the arrogance and the greed and the self-centeredness and replaced it with love. And so for a long time, I was walking around with a big, wide, broken-hearted, full of love, and just serve, but my feet were nowhere near the ground, and I went, it got crazy. So I had to get grounded and come back to the left a little bit and get straight. But what would you do with me?
Well, what is the feeling that you don't like?
Feeling that I don't like is, well, I definitely don't like failure.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't like rejection.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't like sadness.
Okay. So the main feelings that you notice are part of your world that you, if I were to say to you, what are three feelings you'd give anything to not feel anymore? Would those be the three?
No. Three feelings I never want to feel ever again.
Well, the things that you would give give anything to not feel anymore, or to dial way back. I mean, never feeling again is a big statement.
Regret.
Uh-huh.
Guilt.
Uh-huh. These are good ones and common ones, by the way.
Okay. And it's really those two. Regret.
Okay,
guilt,
that's fine.
Guilt.
Two, yeah, two is fine. Pretty, where do you feel that in your body?
Here.
Okay. Right in your chest. In your heart?
Yes.
Okay. And is it your whole heart, or does it go past your heart? Is it like a silver dollar size within your heart? How big is it, do you think?
I would say it's 18 inches by 18 inches.
Ooh, big. Foot and a half by foot and a half. That's a big one. If it had a color, what would the color be?
Red.
If it had a temperature, what would the temperature be?
Hot.
Like a hot stove or a hot day?
Hot day.
What else do you notice about it? Is it tight? Is it electrical? Is it empty? Heavy?
It's lost.
Lost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Cool. So if we wave my magic wand and the guilt and the regret and that 18 by 18 red, hot, lost feeling goes away and it's replaced by three feelings you'd give anything to feel consistently, what would they be?
Unconditional love.
Beautiful.
Peace.
That's a common one.
Service, which
service.
Is probably more, but I don't know if that's a feeling, but it feels like a feeling to me.
Okay, so when you feel like you're in service, what does that make you feel?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful, good. Okay, so that's just our roadmap from where you are to where you want to go. Now, the good news is I don't have to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. We just go into the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is going to bubble up with stuff. We connect the dots. It'll be obvious. And then based on that yellow brick road, I like to call it. I also feel like I'm Glenda the Good Witch, so I'm not giving you
anything.
I'm going to
ask you to click your heels when you're
yeah. I'm not giving you anything that you don't already have. I'm just removing the filters that created the forgetfulness, the what blocked you from that you know, beautiful divine truth that we all are. Then I make that recording at the end of the session. That's about 10 minutes that takes you from where you are to where you want to go. You listen to it each and every night. You track your progress in the little high performance planner, just a few minutes noticing what's shifting and changing in the direction that you want. We have some measurable goals that we're looking to achieve in that time period. And then I do have a weekly support group too, a mastermind group that meets. And if people can't make it for whatever reason, it's recorded. So
what's your website?
It's called consulttara.com or nashvillehealer.com.
Ah, how long you been living in Nashville now?
I was in Southern California. I taught at Emperor's College in Santa Monica and UCLA. I had my office on Wilshire Boulevard, and then I was on Beverly Drive in Beverly Hills, and then I went down to Belmont Shore and did the beach thing for a little bit. And then before COVID, thank God, I found out that the power of reprogramming the subconscious mind is tremendous. And because I was able to bring a number of different disciplines to the table, people just got better, faster, quicker results. So I moved to Nashville in 2020.
So do you miss the 4:05 at 5 p.m. on a Friday?
No. No, when I stopped doing that, the big question that you ask yourself is, why did I ever subject myself to that? Hello, that's not what a human does. You can make excuses for a long time because you listen to Byron Katie on tape. You know, you listen to all your books on tape, you're Joe Dispenza, and you can make a good use of the time until your body and your mind and your spirit is just screaming at you that this is not a good way to spend your time.
Speaking of Beverly Hills and spiritual teachers, are you familiar with Marianne Williamson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, a friend of mine, thank you for reminding me, a friend of mine just reached out. She says, I just started the Course in Miracles. Want to do it with me?
I'll give you a little warning. I've started it 8 times.
Yeah, I know. I know. She last time we started together, I continued and she stopped. And I'm like, all right, well, what's the point of this?
Oh, I have in the textbook, there's the text, there's the other one, and then there's the manual for teachers. But if you look at my text, because every time I start, I write the date, right? It's like, and I first bought it in 1980, so you can only imagine. I don't think I've ever gotten past day 60, so, but I keep trying. So looking at the world today, humanity, people, doing well, suffering, what do you think is going on in, as far as the causing the shift in whatever's going on?
Well, that's a huge cosmic question. I like Buckminster Fuller. He said, I don't know if it's going to be utopia or oblivion, but it'll be a touch and go relay race up until the very end. I like what Dr. Joe, the position that he takes. I mean, I do think it's important to have your eyes open and be aware. I have a fellow that I interviewed that was one of my top interviews last year. I don't know. Do you know who Mark Gober is?
No.
He wrote An End to Upside Down Thinking. It's one of the best books on consciousness that I've ever read. I've since read all of his books. He's got 6. His latest one is An End to Upside Down Medicine, which I think you would love.
What was his name again?
Mark Gober, G-O-B-E-R.
Thank you. Okay.
And then I think it's also really important to not go down the energetic rabbit hole of not being empowered. Because I think that gives that energy and Joe is really focused on, you know, because the quantum field is all information and in no space and no time, and the source of everything. So if we raise our vibrations and connect to the outcomes that we want rather than getting invested in what we don't want, he even says, you know, don't, you know, as far like watching a movie, he says don't watch or look at things that you don't want to make reality in your world. So I think there's a lot of positive outcomes, as Joe is proving, from a group being elevated. You know, he did a world walk for peace.
I saw it in September 24th.
Yeah, and for 104, I was part of that here in Nashville, and he had 140,000 people from all. It actually affected the Schumann Resonance.
Did it?
Pretty darn cool.
I believe it. Well, that's what we got to unite, because together, I mean, I really think the powers be is divide and conquer. And I see the biggest problem in the world today as between the governments, the media, and whoever, they're programming us to be victims and get our reparations and we deserve this and we deserve that. When the truth is, we are powerful creators Some people say we even chose to come here. I tend to believe that. We chose what we wanted to learn here. I tend to believe that. We chose our parents. We chose what suffering we want to experience, what gifts we wanted to learn and explore. And there's a purpose to this. But the way I see it, if you're a victim, if this is a random accident, if you have no purpose, of course you're going to be depressed and anxious. And now, if you live in California, 60 cents out of every dollar you earn, if you add it all up, sales tax, property tax, social security, blah, 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 goes to them. Of course you're going to be depressed and anxious, right?
Well, these are big world issues that you're talking about. And I agree. I think not giving your power up to other people, but we have created, Mark Gober calls it the Leviathan. And it's doesn't seem sustainable.
So I love your work around the mind and the emotions and the heart and the subconscious and all that. How about nutrition for you?
Well, my dad was on the board of the Price Pottinger Foundation. So I was raised with no white flour and no white sugar in my house, which I'm deeply grateful for. I think really, really important to have. And these days, it's really important to know your growers. Where does your food come from? And is it not poisoned? Is it not sprayed?
Do you have an opinion on plant versus meat, fish, chicken, any of that?
Well, as Weston Price said when he traveled all over the world and documented different cultures and what they ate and photographed their dental arches, because that was his specialty, he said it didn't matter so much what a culture ate, but it was really important that it not be contaminated and processed.
Yeah, and so I think chewing our food a lot, very more than we do, is important as well.
Yeah.
You brought up a big word earlier, consciousness. Mm-hmm. What's that mean to you? How would you explain it, describe it?
Well, it's the quantum field, I think. It's no place and no time where everything resides and everything is frequency. The way Mark Anthony described it, who's the psychic lawyer, he's a medium, and his readings have actually broken murder cold cases. He does it with a lot of accuracy, but he describes it as, it's the second law of thermodynamics, that energy is not destroyed, it's just transferred from one thing to another. So if you have it's like the phantom leaf. If you cut the leaf off and you can still photograph the leaf,
even a limb, phantom pain.
Yeah. So as humans, we're a collection of information, and even though the body dies, that collection of information seems to move on. And I can't say I can outline the exact details of that, but there's a lot of authors that I appreciate in this area.
Well, I will say this in closing. Number one, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Number two, I am blown away and amazed by your intelligence, your depth of knowledge, your techniques, your beautiful energy and spirit, and what you're doing for the world. And thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Mike. I look forward to coming down and visiting you in Medellin and seeing your beautiful healing facility.
And I'm going to give you one thing to consider before I let you go. Perhaps once a month for 30 minutes or so, you could Zoom in and we could teach a little bit of what you do. You could meet our guests. They could ask you a few little questions and hopefully become clients of yours. And you could serve us and hopefully we could serve you.
That'd be great. Okay. We'd like that.
Preferably consider that. I will follow up. We have a couple other things I wanted to follow up with you. Tell the audience one more time where they can find you if they want to work with you.
So you can go to consulttara.com. On my website, there's a Let's Talk button. You can fill out a couple of questions that hone in on what it is you're struggling with and what it's been costing you mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Because when we get clear on that, you get really motivated to solve it. And in order to change, you do need to be motivated. I work with people that are an 8, 9, or a 10 need to change and an 8, 9, or a 10 commitment to change. Because otherwise the brain just wants to, pop a beer, watch television, and fall asleep. But if you're motivated, like Joe Dispenza says, you just got to want it. And then breakthroughs can happen really quickly.
There's no stopping you.
Yeah.
And one last thing, my wife bugs the heck out. She's my wife's calling me in. And she's bugging the heck out of me to visit Nashville. And is that where you are, Nashville?
Yes.
Okay. And we have a dear friend there. So we'll be there in the next 9 months or so. And I hope
Fabulous.
I hope you'll allow us to buy you dinner.
Oh, please. I look forward to seeing you guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed meeting Tara as much as I have. I'm telling you, her work is profound. Everything I just heard from her profound. The little lesson she gave me was quite interesting. I look forward to going deeper into that. And until next time, live your life with passion and go out there and manifest the life of your dreams. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and supporting me in bringing my message of hope, health, and abundance to as many people as possible. Will you please like, subscribe, and share this podcast episode? And I hope one day to meet you at Mountains of Hope, a place for deep healing and transformation.